Okay, guys. Well, thanks for calling in today. Obviously, we got some real sad news over the weekend. Dave Reinhart, who many of you, in fact, all of you who have been on these conference calls know well, and, of course, anybody who's come to the convention in Vegas has met. He's been at the last, I believe, three TDC meetings out there. Just a fun-loving, just great guy. We're all very sad to hear of his passing. He just kind of let you guys know what happened. Dave had called me about a year ago, and they did have find some cancer. And he went through chemo treatment, and it went well. According to Dave, they had cleared it all up. He was doing fine and was really looking forward to basically moving forward with the dentist choice and growing it, which he did. He got kind of re-energized after that bout and was really kicking butt. And then, unfortunately, he went for one of the checkups that, of course, you know, he was mandated to do, and they found a spot of concern. And unfortunately, that spot of concern, you know, they did eventually have to do some investigatory operation. They thought it was just going to be a little spot that they had to remove from, I believe, his lung, if I'm not mistaken, Alex.
Excuse me, Dave.
And yes.
Could you mute the lines? There's a lot of background noise.
Oh, yeah, you bet, Mike. Hold on a second.
Thank you so much.
I forgot to do that. What is that? Star 5. Hold on just a second. Okay, thanks for that quick reminder, Mike. But anyway, to just sum up, you know, Dave and kind of the battle he fought, they did unfortunately, you know, find that other spot on his lung. They went in to operate on that, and unfortunately, it was just spread everywhere. So, so they thought they could give him some chemo and maybe that would do it. But I have a feeling that the prognosis was grim. And Dave went from being jolly old Dave about a month ago. In fact, I talked to Dave 2 weeks ago, and he was weak, but still Dave and laughing, and we had a great conversation. I think I talked to him right before the holiday, and it was not the same Dave. I know Alex was nice enough to go visit him and help him and his wife with all of the handpiece repair that Alex could help him with. So, you know, that was obviously very gracious of Alex, and he's going to continue to help the family, you know, as they try to sell that business. But Alex had let me know that his condition was pretty bad, and unfortunately we did lose him over the weekend. So I know you all have good stories about Dave, fun stories about Dave. I'll share one with you, which is kind of funny. Dave would tend to write basically a book for each repair that he sent in. I mean, we're talking literally everything that's happened to that handpiece, its entire pretty much history of everything he's ever done to it. He'd tell you what he found, what he thinks might be wrong with it, what may or not be wrong with it. I mean, Alex is kind of learning that now, looking at some of Dave's notes, but he had all of these notes. And so I'm talking to Dave. This is about a month ago when he was still, you know, doing a little bit better. And he was a little bit weak. And he said, Dave, I don't know if I could handle all the paperwork on these repairs, let alone the repairs themselves. And I said, well, Dave, if you didn't write a book every time you got a handpiece repairing, you might be able to do it a little quicker. And he got a good laugh out of it because, as all of you know, Dave, if you've spoken with him at the conference or you know, just heard him on our TDC Connected calls. That guy is about as detail-oriented as you've ever heard. And luckily we have some recordings of Dave, many recordings of Dave on the TDC Connected website where we have the recordings. And, you know, he's full of a tremendous amount of information. But I haven't gone back and listened to him, probably because I don't want to yet, just not ready to hear Dave's voice, but I'm glad that we have all those recordings because I know I can if I ever want to. But talk about meticulous. The guy was over the top with it to almost a debilitating state, and I finally got him to admit that about a month ago, and we had a good laugh about it. But just a great guy. He's going to be sorely missed by us here, and I'm sure by you guys as well. And obviously he won't be there with us in April or May when we're going to have our next meeting. If anybody wants to share a good story about Dave, I guess the floor is open. We'd love to hear it. Just hit star, I believe it's star 6 to unmute your line, and then after you're done speaking, you can hit star 6 again. It'll remute it. But if anybody has some things to say about Dave, I think this is the time and the place for it.
Hi, Dave. It's Harv.
Hi, Harv.
Yeah, I will really miss David. He is one of the franchisees I went to visit when I was looking into the Dentist Choice. He was very accommodating, and I would call him from time to time just to chat with him and compare notes, and I always really appreciated his insight and his input, and I will greatly miss him.
Yeah, thanks, Harv. It's nice of you to say. I think we definitely all will. I know we got a lot of feedback, Nona did, from, and you guys read it all, probably through the nice things that Nona had sent out via email to you guys. Jay Eubanks was called him the bright light at the end of the telephone call, and he always was, and I got to tell you guys, we all have rough days, we all have great days, and you know, you try and take the good with the bad, but Dave was the type of guy who no matter what kind of day we were having here or maybe I was having personally, if I heard that Dave Reinhart was on the phone, I automatically was in a good mood because I just knew he was going to be in a good, jolly, you know, fun mood. And no matter what, even though, you know, sometimes things weren't going great for him, too, on the repair side or dealing with a fidgety customer. And, you know, he always brought that great attitude of his, that great, jolly attitude towards, you know, every day and every interaction that I had with him, whether, you know, we had, you know, done something really, really well for him and helped him out with a repair or something, or if maybe we had a miss. He always had that same attitude on the phone, and I always enjoyed, you know, when I'd hear that he was on the phone for me. I knew it was going to be, you know, a good conversation. And he had a pretty dry sense of humor, but a pretty good wit. And anyway, we had kind of a fun relationship, and I'm sure you guys had similar conversations with him. Anyone else? Oh, by the way, Alex has been in contact with the family there, obviously. He's going to get me the information on funeral services and whatnot. And so when I do find out that information, I'll send it to you guys. So if you do want to send a card or, you know, a note to his family or flowers, I'm sure we'll have that information for you guys.
Dave, can you hear me?
Yes, I can, Alex.
If I may just add, since I had a little bit of interaction with his customers, we knew him as Dave, you know, the detail-oriented. He had apps on his phone that gave you RPM on handpieces. I mean, the amount of digging that he had, I don't think all of us combined probably wouldn't even scratch the surface. But just to, you know, give us a laugh, he, being him, he had his customers trained to be like him. I mean, they had to do things in order to send him stuff that most of us wouldn't even think about it, and they just loved him. He was their daddy. He was their, they were so loyal. He was so loyal, and most of the people that I communicated with that found out that he passed away, their reaction was like somebody, you know, a close relative had just passed away. It was amazing. I mean, the patience that he had, you know, the way he dealt with his customers, I think there is a lot to learn. I certainly have. That's all I have to say about, that.
I could see that. I mean, he was that kind of guy to where I could see his customers feeling like he was part of their staff, if not part of their darn family. Dave used to tell me stories that he would go in to just drop off a handpiece, and a doctor would see that he was there, and he'd call him into the back. Even though the doctor might have a patient in a chair right there waiting, he'd call Dave into his back office, and he said they would, quote-unquote, shoot the shit for like half an hour. And Dave's laughing, and the doctor's laughing, and he's telling him about some vacation or some hunting story or some family event. And Dave finally would say, Doc, I mean, I feel bad. I'm keeping you away from your patient. And the doc would say, don't worry about it, Dave. Don't worry about it. And he'd just go on with his story. So he was such a personable guy that he'd get these doctors that just couldn't wait for him to come in and then just shoot the breeze with him for half an hour in the middle of a work day. So I get it. I certainly get that, Alex. It's funny, though, that you say we all know Dave was so meticulous. I think that's funny that he had his customers trained to be just as meticulous in their paperwork to him. I mean, I know what we see here locally. It's like the only paperwork you get from them is that they might write broken on the back of the little sterilization pouch or something that they give you without any other information in the box other than hopefully you just know where it's coming from. But, yeah, funny. Well, guys, if we did get a lot of email responses, and that's great. It was obvious that he affected a lot of you guys in a similar way to that in which he affected his customer base. So I do want to move forward and talk about our next meeting. We have two dates that are available to us through the Tuscany Suites Business Center there. Those weekends are April 28th and 29th, or May 5th through the 6th. And we really need to get feedback from you guys on those two dates kind of as soon as possible, because you never know when those dates will go away. In other words, when the Tuscany Suites Business Center will give those dates to somebody else. So we've got an opening right now for those two dates, April 28th and 29th, or I believe it's the following weekend, May 5th and 6th. So please, guys, if you can, in the next day or two, we really want to at least solidify the date as soon as possible. If you can, over the next couple days, check your calendars, see what, your families have got going on and maybe dental shows or whatever, and see if those dates work for you and which ones work better for you or which ones don't work for you, because we really want to get this thing going. It's been, as you know, a couple years instead of the normal year and a half since we've had this meeting, so we really want to get it on the books, get it scheduled, get speakers scheduled, and have a great turnout and a good meeting. So I did want to make that announcement. Other than that, is there someone there?
Yeah, I came back online. Do you want us to email you the day, respond, or do you just want to take a survey the next time we talk?
No, please email me, because Nona wants these dates as soon as possible. So she's asked me for them a couple of times now, and I haven't been able to provide them for her because we haven't had the meeting where I was able to get you guys to really check your calendars and let me know. So like the next couple of days, Alex and folks, please just shoot me an email. I'll shoot out another email today asking for a response so that we can get this dialed in literally the next couple of days. We want to get the dates on the books. So that's where we're at with that. Oh, guys, I almost forgot. I shouldn't have. You guys have probably already spoken with Wendy. Myrna is retiring. She has been with us, as you guys know, for most of all of your Dentist Choice careers. She was with the Dentist Choice when I started back in 1999, and then, of course, Steve and Nona moved the corporate office down to Southern California, and Myrna wasn't able to join us originally. So we were without Myrna for a couple of years, and we really missed her. And Nona convinced her and her husband to move down here to Southern California and rejoin us. So we've been with her ever since, and I honestly don't know what we're going to do without her. She performs so many darn roles around here. as you guys can imagine, just being with the company for so long. So Myrna is retiring at the end of the year. Wendy, who many of you have probably already spoken with, is replacing her. And so we're welcoming Wendy. And then in the parts department, we've hired a gentleman. His name is Marty. Many of you have probably spoken with him. We're in the, I think, the third week of training with Marty. So he's getting better and better and more efficient. And so if you've spoken to Marty and you thought he wasn't really able to help you with whatever your question was, I apologize for that. But please understand, he's just started with us a couple weeks ago, and he's really learning fast and starting to take some ownership of the parts department there, and has already made a few improvements that we're pretty happy with. So two new employees, Marty in the parts department, and then Wendy up front. Other than that, we can open the floor for anything that you guys want to speak about. I kind of left an open forum for today for obvious reasons with Dave and then the meeting and then introducing the new folks. So if there's some things that you guys want to talk about, I'd be happy to do it. Just simply hit *6 on your phone. That opens your phone line to everybody, and you can share your thoughts.
Hey, Dave, it's Jay.
Hi, Jay.
Hey, a quick question on the TDC convention. Have you guys put together kind of a general, for lack of a better word, agenda, things that you want to review, target, give information out? You got a format for that at this point, or we're still just focusing on the dates?
Well, I'm just focusing on the dates. I know we have a lot of new stuff that I want to talk about. There's some new things I want to introduce to you guys. You all remember Tim Ropechan from the last meeting. He's been begging me to speak at our next meeting. To be honest with you, I want to get another speaker there as well. So we might have two guest speakers this year instead of just the one. So we've got a few things on the plate, Jay. However, we are 100% open to any ideas that you may have or things that you'd like to cover with either A, Steve, B, me, C, Tim Ropechan, or D, you know, fellow franchise owners. So we've got a lot of resources that are going to be available to us again this year, including you guys, some speakers, and us. And so please, 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 anything that you guys think you'd like to cover or share with others at the meeting, we're all ears, and we'll definitely get that into the itinerary.
Okay, I'll put together a short list. Two pages.
And I'll keep on top of you guys as well with some kind of maybe annoying but constant emails requesting that, because I know if, you know, we can all speak about it today and it sounds great and you think there's lots of time. I'll tell you what, the end of April, start of May is going to be here before we blink. So I'll do that as well, Jay.
Okay. All right. Hey, I got one quick short story for regarding Dave.
Sure.
Dave Reinhardt called me early on in his due diligence phone calling about a TDC franchise. In that conversation, he said, "So what's your biggest regret with the TDC franchise?" And I had to stop for a minute or two. I said, "Well, my biggest regret is I didn't do it 5 years sooner." And he kind of chuckled and he said, "Well, then I'm 10 years behind the curve."
Yep.
Yep. Neat guy. He will be missed.
Oh, for sure. For sure. Okay, anybody else? A, you can share any ideas for the convention. Sounds like Jay's going to put a list together and email it. And when we do come up with some ideas, if it's overwhelming, then I'll send out an email to all of you guys kind of with I'm going to just call it kind of a gray area basic itinerary. Maybe not the day that we're going to cover stuff, but just the items that we'll want to cover. If it's just a ton, we'll get some feedback from you guys on what you really want to focus on. I think that's important. I've already received a couple of requests from people wanting to do a tech table again with Bud and John. So, of course, we're going to make that available at the end of both days, a tech session with Bud and John. So obviously give us that information, what you'd like to go over with them on the repair side. I think it worked out very well last time. At least that's the feedback I got from most people, that they really did enjoy that, and that Bud and John were able to help them in some of the repair that they hadn't done before. I think it was electrics and something else, if I don't recall correctly. Anyone else?
Dave?
Yeah.
Dave, this is Phil. Remember, you asked me to mention this about the Cavatrons and stuff repairs?
Oh, absolutely. Go forward with that, because the Cavatron repair sources are drying up quickly.
Yeah. Well, Scott had sent me this person in Massachusetts to fix him. His name is Steve. It's a father and son.
Okay. Uh-huh.
With his... And that thing's called Service Star Dental. And I sent you an email with all the information about it. They seem to be very good at what they're doing. They're very nice, very, very nice people to deal with. They've gone out of their way so far for me for two repairs, and I've been very happy with the turnaround time. It's basically within 2 days you get it back.
Uh-huh.
Go ahead. And... the boat repairs were under $200 they charged me for.
And then what does that repair retail for?
I did it for $290. I made $100 on it. I wasn't sure what to charge them because I used to use the place in Florida.
Mm-hmm.
And the place in Florida was always a lot of money. I used to be $300 or $400 for the same repair. So I'm having a hard time to decide what to charge for it. But I think making $100 on something, all I had to do is mail it and just receive it and bring it back.
Okay.
I don't have 15 minutes in it.
Okay. Well, I think we might be able to get some better feedback from you on at least some relative retail pricing on what docs spend when they actually have to send it to Midwest, because
yeah.
I have a feeling it's a lot more than $290-odd, so that might give you a little bit more wiggle room and still save the doc, you know, several hundred bucks.
Yes, and I talked to him this morning, and besides Scott doing this, there's another dentist source that's been sending him stuff there since July. I didn't write his name.
Good luck with him. Okay, good. I'll add that contact information to that resources section on the TDC Connected website. I think we have the Ortho Plier repair contact information on there. We have that USA Dental contact information for the sharpening, and I'd be happy to list all that contact information for those folks that work on the Cavatrons now.
Hi, David. Harv.
Hey, Harv.
Yeah, I've been using Service Star, and I've been very happy with their work.
Okay, good. The one thing I wanted to get from Phil before I got that information out to everybody was how happy he was with the repair and that they were lasting. But if you've been using them for a while, could you validate that?
Yeah, I started using them after Southeast Instruments quit servicing them. And so they did, at least three for me. What I've been doing is adding $100 plus my cost of shipping.
That's a better idea. I like that. When Phil said just the $100, I started thinking about the shipping cost. But $100 plus shipping, that's definitely probably the way to go. Are you there, Harv, or did we lose you?
Yes.
Okay. Good. And the turnaround time's really good?
Yes, it was decent.
Okay. Well, I know with the Midwest, I mean, you wait forever. I mean, I've constantly got electric attachments with Midwest, and they you know, it's gone, definitely gone for a month. That's, if you send it.
Yeah, the way I found them, I just searched the web for someone who fixes Cavatrons. I come across them, gave them a call, had a chat with them, and decided to give them a try, and it's been working well.
Excellent. Okay, well, there's two people that validate it, and I think Scott Marks uses them as well. So it sounds like we've got three guys on the books that are using them and so far happy with the service. Thank you, Harv. Okay, guys. Well, obviously a rough week for everybody. It definitely was here. We definitely shed some tears and over losing Dave. It was like losing a family member. It really was.
Pardon me, David. This
yeah,
Jack,
go ahead, Jack.
I'm shot away from Cavatron because I hadn't had any way of having them fixed. What parts can we send? What do we send Cavatron repair? Cavatron repair.
I think Harv and Phil would be better, you know, more knowledgeable than I am. I haven't worked with that company. I have worked in the past with Southeast Instruments and directed you guys to use them as well. So other than what they used to do, I don't know what Service Star offers as far as service.
Well, you guys,
Harv or Phil, if you're still on the line, if you'd like to answer Jack's question, that would be great.
Could you repeat the question? It was broken up a little bit.
What do they repair? What can we send to them? I don't know anything about Cavatrons.
Well, what I usually do is I put everything, the foot pedal, the cord, all the wiring for it, I put it in a box and I send it to them.
Okay.
What happens if you have a water problem in it, and if it's the water line that goes to the actually goes to the instrument, it's plugged or anything like that, you send it, they don't find out they're wrong, it ends up being the cord. And a few of the cords, like the Southeast Instrument ones and another brand, the cord comes off. But most of them, the cord stays on. So when you send, if you got to send the power source and the foot pedal, because they want those two together.
Okay, great. Thank you.
So it sounds like you send, thank you, Phil. So just a real quick summary there. It sounds like you just send them the whole unit, Jack.
Okay.
You know, it kind of, you'll know when you see it. It's like the control box, and then it's got a black cord, which they call the handpiece, actually. And then you stick the Cavatron tip in the end of that quote-unquote handpiece at the end of the cord. Mm-hmm. And, you know, they'll figure out what's wrong with it. The ones that the cords actually detach, those are the cords that are available. I think we've got some even in stock now from Sable. I think we've got the 30K ones. A few guys in the past have ordered those and done the repair themselves because they just happened to know it was in the cord or in the handpiece. So, you know, that's available. But if you're not familiar with Cavatron repair, I would at least get my feet wet by sending it to those guys and having them give you a nice evaluation on what's needed.
Thank you very much.
Yes, and it's Harv, and I do the same thing. I also listed them on my handpiece brochure as something that we provide services for. A good way to get familiar with them is just to browse the internet, and that way you get to see what they look like, and you can kind of educate yourself a little bit so you can speak a little more intelligently with the customer.
Always a challenge for me. Thanks, guys. I appreciate it.
Yep. Thanks, Jack. Okay, guys, any other additional information you guys want to share today?
David, this is Monty.
Monty, yes.
I just want, there's another little thing that you can get repaired. There's not a lot of money into it, because I turned down some at Ferris. You know the little, and somebody else might already know, but I turned down some at Ford, the little polishing jets that it's dense pipe makes most of them, I think, that they it shoots the powder and stuff through.
Yeah, it's like a sandblaster almost.
Yeah. I don't know if anybody repairs those or knows anybody repairs them, but I turned down to some at first, but I finally asked Dentalite, Neil Rudnick.
Yeah.
And he does repair those as far as cleaning them. Also, if a tip's broken, he can resoldle a tip on them.
Mm-hmm.
There's not a lot of money in it, but usually, you know, they're not that hard to mail off, and, you know, $25, $50, and usually you get more than one, so...
Are those the ones that are called Cavijet or Cavijet?
I think that's right, yep.
Okay. Yeah, I know that those hit the market, and then they kind of fell on their face because of the doctors didn't like all that sandblasting material going all over the place and in people's eyes and
okay.
everything else, I guess. I mean, but if well, that was the mess part of it that docs didn't like.
I have several doctors or that have them. And like I said, at first I turned down some repairs and then found
mm-hmm.
out. So, like I said, it's not a big thing, but he can repair them.
Okay.
Yeah, ServiStar can repair those.
Oh.
They can repair those as well? Great.
Yes.
Okay.
Okay, well, guys, you can look for that information on the TDC Connected site. I'm going to put that on the resources page now that we have a few of you guys who have validated them.
Incidentally, the customers that I have with those Cavijets refer to them as Cavitrons.
Okay. So they just call it a Cavitron, and can you fix it? And then you pick it up and realize it's that?
And then I send it to ServiStar.
Okay. And that's just kind of an overhaul type repair, Harv?
Yes.
Okay.
They are kind of a high maintenance machine because they're subject to a lot of corrosive material and all that. But I figure if the doc wants to get it fixed and overhauled, all I got to do is send it out and collect the money.
Absolutely. I agree 100%. Okay, guys, anybody else with some thoughts or questions or comments?
Yes, and following up about the Cavitron, those repairs, what I found out that really helps us with the sales is they're used to losing these things for a month. If they send it out to Henry Schein or something like a company like that, if they get it back within a few days, they really, really, really gives us a big data boy. It really helps us with other sales when we go in.
Yeah, such as the getting the handpiece repair as well, right?
Yes, it's one of those things that you go in and it really helps you because if you fix that and they're happy with doing that, I've noticed that with the re-tipping and stuff like that and the carbide tip redoing all that stuff. I've been getting business handpiece repair out of dentist office. I only did that before because I have a big company in New England handpiece. They also do re-tipping and stuff.
Sure.
And my turnaround time seems to be a little bit better than theirs. I don't understand why because they basically send it to the same place to be re-tipped.
No, I've heard that about New England handpiece repair that does take a while.
Yes. And if anything that takes less than 2 weeks, they think you're God.
All right, guys. Well, I appreciate everybody's comments and input. As always, I will be getting this recording on the TDC Connected website as well as that ServiStar info for everybody. And then please, please, please do email me the dates that work for you, April 28th and 29th or May 5th and 6th. If for some reason you just absolutely can't make a date, I guess that would be the more important thing to know. And if both dates work for you, then that's great. So I want to thank everybody for their thoughts and what they said regarding Dave. And, you know, we hope to have another great meeting in Las Vegas come April, May. Talk to you guys soon. Bye-bye.